I was under the impression she was going to give me money. She told me I had to wait. I waited.
Dad and daughter thought they had a deal.
Did he sell you the car for $2,000?
No.
Tell me what the arrangement was.
$500.
Wow.
Now the judge has her own demands.
I wish you all would get your story straight before you come here. I need clarity.
Can I give you clarity, Your Honor, right now, please?
Judge Judy.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy.
Gregory Talley is suing his daughter, Tasia Davis, for car payments and audio and video equipment.
Order. All rise.
It's case number 357 on the calendar, the matter of Talley versus Davis.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Judge Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated.
Mr. Talley, the defendant is your daughter.
Yes.
And your claim is that she owes you for a car that she purchased from you and for some equipment that was in the car.
Yes.
But while I'm getting some information on this case, a 2001 GMC Yukon that you bought in what year, sir?
4 years ago.
From whom?
It's a used car dealer across the street from my house.
Just a second. Bought it from a used car dealer?
Yes.
Across the street. Did you buy it for cash?
Yes, I did.
And you have all the paperwork?
I have most of my paperwork.
How much did you pay for the car?
I paid $5,000 for the car.
4 years ago?
Yes.
And you drove it for...
No, I did not. It sat for about 2.5 years. I started working for New York City Transit. I ride the train and bus for free.
Just a second. The car sat without being either registered or
driven?
No,
it was registered. It was insured. But by the...
Okay. So it was registered and insured from the day you bought it?
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay. So you had the car. You drove the car. It was registered and insured for 4 years.
Yep.
And then you sold it in July, according to you, to your daughter. And according to you, you sold the car to her for how much?
For $2,000.
And how much of the $2,000 did she pay you?
About $500 to $700.
Not about. This is a court.
$500.
Did she pay it for you over what period of time?
About a month, month and a half. But the day that she picked up the vehicle for me, I was under the impression she was going to give me money. She told me I had to wait. I waited.
How much did you give your father in total?
$800.
You know, I wish you all would get your story straight before you come here, because according to you, you gave him $500.
Yeah, I paid also his debt that he owed someone. He borrowed money from someone, and I paid that off.
No, she didn't.
Yes, I did. And I have proof my evidence stating that I paid her the money that she was asking for.
$100.
Just a second.
There's a friend of mine. I didn't borrow no money. She needed money. My daughter owed me money. Instead of sending it to me and me sending it back, and she's in Pennsylvania with my daughter, give her the $100.
He told me
so she gave the girl $100.
Just a second.
That's it.
Just a second.
That's it.
All I say is, in your answer, pay attention, Miss Davis. In your answer, you say, I agreed to pay him $500 for the equipment. I made payments steadily and paid him the $500. That's what you say in your answer.
Yes.
You don't say anything else about repaying anybody else, his loan for anything else. You said you paid him $500. Now, let me go back. And you said in your complaint that your daughter paid you $500 and then stopped making payments.
There's
so
more
let's
to
all,
it.
Let's, I mean, you know, I'm old.
Okay, so
and
okay.
I need clarity.
Can I give you clarity, Your Honor, right now, please?
I want you to give me clarity consistent with your complaint.
Exactly. Okay, she picked up my truck. This is now hers.
Just a second. Did she give you $500?
Over a period of time of about a month and a half,
Fine,
2 months,
I don't
yes.
care. She gave you $500. You sold the truck to her for $2,000. She gave you $500. That means there's $1,500 left on the sale of the truck.
Exactly.
When you gave her the truck, did you also give her the title to the truck?
Yes, I did, because she could not get it registered or insured.
That's a yes or no. You gave her the title. Did you give her the title before or after she gave you the $500?
Before.
Fine. Yeah. So far she owes you $1,500, according to you, on the $2,000 car. Would you tell me how much a 2001 GMC Yukon sells for?
$2,850.
Okay. So you have
$2,850.
And that's the range?
$2,450 to $2,850.
Okay, great. So selling it to your daughter for $2,000 was nice. Somebody that you knew, $2,000, reasonable. She owes you $1,500. She says she gave you $500. Okay. Now, You have some nonsense here about equipment. You want to tell me what that's about?
Yeah, I have inside of the truck when I owned it and when she picked it up. Everything that I purchased is inside that truck. That truck is like a club, and she knows the name of the car too, which everybody called Club Denali. I had bass speakers in there, custom-built boxes in there. I have pictures of the inside so you can see the customization of the vehicle, tweeters, amplifiers, everything in that truck.
Why didn't you take them out before you gave it to her?
I couldn't take it out.
Why?
I had the car just sitting there.
Now we're in trouble. Now we're in trouble. You gave her the car. She lives in another state from you. You gave her the title. You had stuff in the car that you wanted to, that apparently you wanted to take out. Why didn't you take it out?
I had no one to help me take it out.
Well,
and it was raining at the time. And we also had the agreement that she was going to bring me my stuff back because she couldn't have paid, she couldn't afford to pay the $5,000. She couldn't afford to pay it. So she stated that she, when she got home, she would put it in her house. The truck is limo tinted out so people can't see. But you're going to be playing that music. So take the music out of your house and put it in your house and bring it back to me. She said she would. Hines can tell you that she called and said that she bought the music down, which she never did.
Okay.
She never did.
Did you tell him that you would take any equipment out of the truck and bring it back to him?
Your Honor, what he did was he disconnected the whole system. It was raining. He asked me if I could put it in my house so no one could steal it. I said, fine, not an issue. 2 weeks later, I came down to New York. I brought him the equipment down. He was at work. He didn't get off work until 11 o'clock at night. I live in Pennsylvania. I'm not staying out there that long. I told him I could drop it off at my grandmother's house or his girlfriend's house, in which he stated, don't drop my property off because if anything happens to it or gets stolen, you're going to be liable for it. He didn't come get it. I was leaving. I left with the equipment back in my truck.
So where is it now?
The equipment is in my house.
Shh. Perfect.
Thank you.
Shh. Perfect. It will be your responsibility, sir, within 5 days to retrieve the property, your property. If you do not retrieve the property that she has in her house in 5 days, and if you're not getting along, I suggest you bring a third party or have a civil standby with a marshal or with a police officer to get your stuff. You have 5 days from today. Do you understand?
Yes,
you
I
have
know.
To go and get it.
Now, can I ask you a question?
No. You have to go and get it. Do you understand? Perfect. Now, your father gave you a break on the car, and he says you owe him $1,500 as the balance on the car. Did he sell you the car for $2,000?
No.
Tell me what the arrangement was.
$500.
Look at me. Look at me. Shh. Look at me.
Wow.
I'm going to dismiss your case and throw you out. Do you understand?
I hear you. I'm just looking at you.
No. Now you were clowning. Don't clown.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
You agreed to pay him $500 for the equipment and he was giving you the car as a gift.
Yes,
that's
because
what
you knew I was struggling.
Well, if that's true, then why would you bring him back the equipment if you had already bought it? Duh.
And later today,
you picked up an operable car and you returned an inoperable car to him.
Correct.
And you delivered to him an operable car and you got back an operable car.
Correct.
And that's what you're suing him for.
Correct.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Gregory Talley says his daughter, Tasia Davis, stopped making payments on a car he sold her.
Now, I want you to tell me about the sale of the car. Now, just remember, you just told me a story.
Mm-hmm.
It's totally inconsistent with what you swore to in your answer. So now I want you to tell me what the deal was with your father.
The deal was I will pay for the equipment in the car, in the vehicle, and which I did. And then I, when he gave me the, when I got
the car. No, just a second. Now, what you just told me, because now you're remembering what you wrote, so that's what you wrote, that you agreed to pay him $500 for the equipment and he was giving you the car as a gift.
Yes,
that's
because
what you
knew I was struggling.
Well, if that's true and you gave him the $500, which you both acknowledged that you gave him, then why would you bring him back the equipment from Pennsylvania to New York if you had already bought it? Duh. Do you understand?
Yes.
Good. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $1,500. We're done. You have 5 days to get your equipment.
All right, this is our excuse. You may step up.
The car was never in his name. It was in my cousin's name.
It sure was. But who paid for it? Me.
I don't care for it. I don't care for him.
You are a thief. If I didn't bring you here, you would have never paid me.
Don't talk to me. I won't talk to you.
Our reckoning is definitely coming.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Schlichting versus Terhun. Step forward.
19-year-old Zachary Schlichting is suing his former friend, 21-year-old John Terhun, for crashing a 1963 Chevy Impala.
Mr. Schlichting, you and the defendant agreed to exchange cars,
correct,
trade cars, an even swap?
His car is worth slightly more, which is why I did it.
But it was an even swap. There was no cash
exchange.
There's
no cash on top, correct.
And you agreed to swap cars on what date?
On June 30th, rather, we agreed.
And when did you, in fact, swap the cars?
July 1st.
What kind of car did you have?
I had a 1963 Chevy Impala.
And you?
A 2013 Chevy Sonic hatchback.
And why would you switch a car that was just a few years old for what is really a vintage car?
Bad impulse, and I've always liked the old classic cars.
When did you buy the 2013 car?
I believe either 2013 or 14.
By whom?
My father at Enterprise.
And when did your father give it to you?
We swapped cars probably about a year ago, maybe a little more.
And what did you give your father?
My Dodge Charger.
And he gave you the 2013 car?
Correct.
Do you live at home?
Not anymore.
When this happened, were you living at home?
Yes.
Where are you living now?
An apartment on my own.
So on the first, you swapped cars. What was the location where you swapped the cars?
It was McNeil Motor Cars.
You both met there?
Correct.
You drove your car?
Yes.
And he drove his car?
It was already there. It's a shop that he had had it at, and they had done some work on it prior to trade.
So you drove his car off that lot?
Correct.
And he drove your car off the lot?
Yes.
Now, a couple of days later, you called him, and you wanted to trade the cars back?
Correct.
You had a change of heart?
The car inevitably stopped working on me. I was on the highway, and it started to overheat, so I pulled off and looked under the hood. The radiator was empty. I noticed a couple belts had come off.
So you had what they call buyer's remorse?
You might say that, yes, ma'am.
And at first, he said no?
No, he was absolutely willing to go back and trade.
Okay, so he was willing to
correct
give you your car back, and he would take his 63 back?
Correct.
And when was that exchange? When did you get your car back? On what date?
It was July 3rd or 4th.
So just a few days later?
Correct.
And where did you get your car back?
At McNeil Motor Cars again.
And you drove it home?
I actually drove it to Potosi. I was going on a summer camp vacation for
a
week.
So you drove it on vacation?
Yes, I drove my Chevy back down.
And where was the plaintiff's car?
I left it at McNeil Motor Cars. I had to have it towed there.
So it was inoperable?
Correct.
So you pissed, and you returned an inoperable car to him?
Correct.
On July 4th?
Correct.
And you delivered to him an operable car, and you got back on a beach with?
Correct.
And that's what you're suing him for?
Correct.
Because your car was damaged?
Correct.
And when he called you and discussed with you the return of the car, I want you to tell me the conversation.
He called me. He was nearly in tears, it sounded like, over the phone, just complaining about, wow, I have to be 2 hours away on vacation, and the car doesn't work anymore. Something happened to it. I was like, oh, what's wrong with it? He was like, oh, I think it's overheating. And I said, oh, that's weird. I never had the problem, and I daily drove the car every day for the last month. And so...
That's not correct, Your Honor.
Don't say anything.
And so he had called me, and I was like, yeah, man, I don't really want to do this because I already have an appointment for your car to be traded in and for me to make my money, which is the whole goal of selling that car in the first place, was to get money for school. And I was like, okay, like, I was just trying to be a nice guy, really, and trade back, because I was under the assumption that the car had just broken down, something simple. It's an old car.
When you went to get your car, the car was waiting for you. Did he tell you that he had it towed to the same place?
I had him have it towed to the shop that I had worked at, yes.
And when you got there, what did you find?
I found that it was more than just a simple breakdown. Things within the engine that were all bent and broken and snapped. And so I went to message him, and I was like, hey, man, this car is a little bit more broken than you just claimed, like it overheating, like that's not the main issue here. It looks like the car was wrecked. And then I had talked to his boss.
Was there any outward damage that the car had been in an accident?
Yeah, there were brand new wheels and tires on it with a white wall around the tire that I had sold it with. And that tire had a huge gash in the side of it, which I have here.
Can I see it, please?
Yeah. Those are brand new, so something had to hit it. And then I talked to his boss, and apparently he was reportedly drunk and driving up and down the street and had thrown it up into the curb. And that's where that came from, and that's why everything was bent in the front.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I have a voice recording here of him agreeing to pay me back for the damage.
Did you agree to pay him for the damage?
Originally, the original agreement was that he contacted me and said—
Did you have an incident with the car? Look at me.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Zachary Schlichting says former friend John Terhune owes for crashing a 1963 Chevy Impala.
Okay, your complaint indicates that you have a voice recording of him acknowledging that he was in some sort of an incident with the car.
Correct. I have a voice recording here of him agreeing to pay me back for the damage of the car.
Did you agree to pay him for the damage?
Originally, the original agreement was that he contacted me and said—
Did you have an incident with the car? Look at me.
It got backed onto a curb, yes, ma'am.
So you had an accident with the car?
Yes, ma'am.
You were driving. I mean, it's not a self-driving car.
No.
So you had an accident with the car?
Yes.
So it wasn't just overheating?
Well, the accident occurred almost 2 days before the car broke down. There was nothing wrong with the car after it got backed onto the curb. I drove it for another 2 days.
I don't care.
Okay.
You didn't tell him that not only weren't you giving him back the car just because it broke down, but you didn't say, and by the way, I did some additional damage to the car.
It did not seem relevant at the time.
You did not. Okay, how much is it going to cost you to fix the car?
Just over $3,300.
May I see it?
Yes.
Mind you, Your Honor, he does have ties.
How much did you pay for the car?
Originally, $3,000, and I fixed it up a bunch.
Did you have the car fixed?
I did not yet. No, I could not afford the $3,300.
Let me ask you this question, sir. If your goal is to buy these cars, fix them up, and resell them, correct?
Yes, yes.
And if you bought this car, and you tell me you spent $3,000 on this car,
mm-hmm.
which must have been in good shape, at least on the outside.
Yeah.
How much, if you fixed up the belts and whatever, the gazumis that are inside the car, how much could you sell it for?
$5,000 or $6,000.
Bird, on your little computer, could you look up what the retail cost of a 1963 Chevy Impala is?
Okay, Judge. The original manufacturer's suggested retail price is $3,024. If you're going to resell it, the low average retail would be $13,900 to $31,000.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter.
Now, when did you purchase this car, sir? And I'd like to see a photograph of it.
Here's a photograph of the car. I purchased it in the middle of June.
From whom?
Actually, early June. And that was from a friend of a friend.
A name?
His name was Jeff.
So the car is all rusted out?
Yeah, which is why it's not the full retail value.
The car's all rusted out.
But it is a very rare car, and so in that sense.
Uh-huh. What's the low price of the car?
$3,027.
Does this look— I'm not a classic car person. Are you? You know anything
not
about
really.
Cars?
63 Impala, you know, one man's junk is another man's treasure.
You paid $3,000 for this car?
Correct.
Judge, for the plaintiff in the amount of $3,000. We're done. Thank you.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
I mean, he was drunk driving. He was romping it up and down the street the whole night.
Of course, it's a 63 Impala. Ladies love it.
I'm happy with what I got.
He knew he sold me a lemon.
No more trades from now on. I definitely learned my lesson with that.
Lesson learned, and don't deal with them.